What is good, holistic dude? How are you doing today? Chris Dell here from Go Baller FFS and the Family Feud Sports Podcast. Just wanted to say a BIG shout out to your station and thank you so much for favoriting ours. Looking forward to seeing some content from you, especially the fact that you're on the sports side. I love the website, hustlesportsmassage.com. Definitely big ups on that. Love the design, very clean, very professional looking, and looking forward to seeing more, just learning more about that specifically. Personally from myself and from my co-host slash father, the godfather, Mr. Alan Dell, we greatly appreciate your time and attention. We've both been two lifelong sports writers. We're now intensely debating sports on the air here on Anchor and other places, but it's definitely cool to see that connection there in sports. Would love to learn more about what you're doing with athletes and other things in that nature, and would love to connect, man. Just wanted to send love and peace out. Have a great day.
This is a shout out for Go Baller FFS. Fire! Yeah. Gotta love it. Gotta love listening to these guys. Just getting into some of their content now. They're the best. They're the best. It was great listening to the two of them. They're father, son, but they're both prolific writers and awesome, you know, anchors. So it was great listening to them and learning from them about some stuff going on in and the Don, the El Señor, the boss man, the El Cajones, the smart man. He was took the wheel, and God, he's hilarious. He's talking about how John Elway should have a SNL skit about how he's all creeping up there in the bleachers, looking, you know, looking down, looking all, you know, he's just like this crypt keeper kind of weirdo guy. But yeah, so definitely check them out. Go Baller FFS or GoBaller.com. Check them out. Check out some of their stuff. Their website is fantastic. And yeah, love it. Love it. Love it. Love you guys. And can't wait to listen to some more stuff. Lots of love. Lots of gratitude. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. This is a Holistic Dude podcast with Anchor Radio. I'm just going to give you an introduction to my philosophy. This is a book I've written on holistic muscle therapy. It's a massage modality and philosophy for massage therapists and everyone else. Just a disclaimer, this information contained in this book is not meant as medical advice. So, you know, solely for educational purposes, and my practice would greatly be pleased to discuss any circumstances, needs, or options as they relate to these topics, but let's just get into it. Generally, when we feel pain or discomfort in any part of the body, we take it upon ourselves to deal with the problem by either stretching it or asking a therapist to concentrate in that area. And the truth is, this approach is not effective. This is because the connectivity of the human body, the whole of the body, is connected. Therefore, problems in one part of the body can easily be felt at a seemingly unrelated area of the body. Pain or discomfort in the feet can affect the back, shoulders, and even the entire body. This connection in the body is the reason a pain or discomfort in the feet can cause a lot of problems in the body. It can alter the way the individual walks in its attempt to subconsciously avoid pain. This can reason why people with issues in the lower limbs or limb can change their walking style. This is usually a temporary thing, but for cases of a foot deformity, this change can be a permanent one. Why is this, why is this important? This connection of the body, why the foot problem will cause a misalignment at the ankle. This change at the joint connection leads to another misalignment at the knee, affecting the hips, the spine, the lower back, etc. This connection is not only visible when it comes to transferring pain and discomfort, it also helps the body's healing process. This is a fundamental shift in perspective for a lot of people. This fact alone, one part of your body hurts, doesn't mean that it's the source of the discomfort of the pain. One very important factor that's responsible for that transfer phenomenon for that last hundreds of years have been underrated, undervalued, and understudied is fascia. Fascia is now back, and it is reclaiming its role as an important part of the body for many years now. Fascia is a connective tissue that forms the function of a bag and holds bones, muscles, organs, etc. It's also a packing material made of mostly collagen fibers in between aforementioned structures. These tissues wrap around all the structures in the body, where it becomes denser near the end of the structure, forming a tendon. This tendon later blends seamlessly into the fascia that covers the bone. This system of fascia is as important to the body as the nervous and circulatory system. It's true beauty and a fascinating subject, and it has a lot to say about how the whole body works. Two great qualities of fascia are the continuity and the ability to transmit tension. As stated before, the body is not just a system of pulleys and levers, it's a connected and interdependent body of systems. Therefore, no need for a mechanistic view. Nothing in the body is in isolation. It's a fascial world of muscle and is connected to the bone, which is connected to the ligament, which connects to another bone, then a tendon and a muscle, etc. Everything's connected. Aside from its continuity property, fascia has a communication role where it communicates mechanical information through the interplay of pushes and pulls. This allows the transmission of tension from one part of the body to another via its fascial network. The body is a zone. You know, it's unending interplay of external and internal forces that needs to be balanced and dispensed. For this reason, some predictable patterns of tension are necessary in the body to allow for an erect posture and a wide range of movement. There's a tendency for tension, trauma, movement, and strain to be transmitted through structures found along these transmission lines. I got this from Thomas Myers. You know, he chose the term myofascial meridians to describe these lines as tension. These predictable lines run a fascial sheet that links and covers a lot of muscles. When these links are pulled in one direction, a tension that transmits throughout the whole length of the link is created. Two examples of these myofascial meridians are the superficial back line and the superficial front line. The function of these two lines is to keep the body upright, positioned by balancing each other. When any of these two lines becomes too loose or too tight, it gives the individual a very bad posture. Good posture in terms of these two meridians must come from the balance, the position of balance. This posture might carry along with it a tight muscle group. A person who is not aware of this interconnectivity in the body may focus only on stretching the affected muscle group, not knowing that the source of the problem is far from these muscles. Sorry, we got cut off there on that 5-minute mark, but I'm just going to finish up reading this. This is the beauty of the holistic approach of looking at the human body. Because of the organization of the body, some patterns of tension are quite predictable. Others are unique as a result of past injuries or movement patterns. Principally, the body responds to the loads placed on it. People become the movement patterns and shapes that they adopt most of the time. A person who works or walks with a bad posture after some time develops it as a unique pattern of tension. With close attention to our body, we can correct these formed movement patterns. With that, the fascial connective tissue covering all muscles and other tissues, bones and organs, taking and maintaining an upright position and well-being and being well aligned would have been an impossible task. Fascial stiffness or restriction causes our posture and alignment to suffer. The restoration of a balanced, strong posture is founded on the release of the restrictions or stiffness. Specialized nerve endings providing us or with a sense of position reside in their millions and all through there's millions of them, they're all through the fascia. Tension and pressure on these nerve endings cause the stimulation of signals along the nerve pathway that tell us where our body parts are in space. This information is used by the nervous system in control of our joint alignment, muscular tension, and coordinated movement. These are the elements of good posture. Problems in one or more of these elements is bad news for the posture. Fixing the posture isn't that hard to do. Poor habits like hunching over a phone, slouching at the computer like I'm doing right now, and a weakness at a part of the posture problem, you know. Their muscle weaknesses, that's all a part of the posture problem. So treatment for the release of the restrictions or stiffness so the body can go back into a better position, you know, a better posture can be done through activities like exercise, stretching, and most effective of them, massage therapy, what I do. When this is done, we can again take and maintain an upright, flexible posture, and after release of poor joint alignment and faulty muscle tension. When exercise and stretching becomes inadequate to fix the pain, discomfort, poor alignment, and bad posture, myofascial therapy is a good option to consider. if you can find a therapist in your area. It relieves tissue restriction that causes discomfort, pain, etc. Some causes of chronic body pain or discomfort like cumulative postural misalignment, trauma, inflammatory conditions, mechanical deficits, or compressed nerve are easier to diagnose than others. Pain or discomfort caused by myofascial tightness within the fascial network is more difficult to diagnose because these fascial restrictions cannot be seen on x-ray or MRI scans. A good understanding of the body is very helpful at dealing with these problems because they can cause significant pain and malfunction in the structure of the extremities, organs, etc. So, you know, posture is super important, guys, and can't stress that enough. When you're sitting, to move your body in patterns that it's not usually using all the time, doing different activities, moving your body in sports and making sure to ice, use the Epsom salt baths. I haven't talked about that one, but that's another tip of the day. So how about you take that one? Do Epsom salt baths, do them all the time. Use a lot of Epsom salt. It's not going to hurt you. You're going to be totally fine. Again, allegedly. So take that with a grain of salt or a grain of Epsom salt, if you might say. Anyway, guys, just posture. How you look and how you feel is in direct relation to your posture. Your posture has a lot to say about your personality and has a lot to say about how your workings of your muscles and joints. A young child is a good example. You know, they're just automatically want their body is in a good posture. Their movements are effortless and easy. As we become older, bad hot postural habits like slouching and lack of activity lead to tension and muscle fatigue, which ultimately result in poor posture. There are many complications of poor posture, but basically gravity is a big component. So just working on your everyday posture and how you move your body is gonna help a lot. So it's often said we cannot escape taxes and death. The influence of gravity on all aspects of humanity must also be included in this meager but significant list. Thank you for listening to Holistic Dude podcast on Anchor Radio. Feel free to share this. I don't know, any way you can. If you don't want to, that's fine too. But if you do, I'll love you a little bit more. So I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.